Hi, welcome to the Prairie Oaks Pulpit Bible Study. And just wanted to spend a few minutes with you this weekend. We have a Gideon speaker coming to the church to share about the ministry that the Gideon's International does and getting God's Word into the hands of people around the world. In fact, while we were at church camp, they handed out little New Testaments to all the kids that were there, and was even able to use one of those in helping someone know how to be saved. And we praise God for those decisions. And so we support the Gideons in their handing out of the scriptures. And this is just a little passage in Romans chapter 15 that reminds us of the importance of the scriptures. A lot of different places in the Bible that tell us how important that is. But in Romans 15, this verse came to mind, hearing someone else reference it. Romans 15, verses 4 through 6 reads, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so he had just finished quoting a passage from the Old Testament, from the Psalms, "The reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me," speaking of Christ. And Paul pauses, little parentheses on the side here. He says, these things were written before. They were written for our learning. So just because it's Old Testament doesn't mean it doesn't mean anything to us. It's supposed to have meaning to us, the Apostle Paul says. Now, mind you, when he wrote that, the New Testament, well, he's writing parts of the New Testament. The Gospels were just still being composed, reflecting on the stories of Jesus that they had been eyewitnesses of, or that they had, like Luke, gleaned from eyewitnesses. And Paul had written a few of his letters. But so when Paul talks about this, he's talking about Genesis through Malachi. And he says these things, and how much more so than the New Testament letters, like we're doing as we read the letter to the Romans, they were written for our learning. Now, one of the things we do at church camp is we do a Bible quiz, and it gets the kids into the scriptures. And so they were reading through John's Gospel, chapters 1 through 21, and learning about it, learning the ins and outs of it. And it gets them in the scriptures to learn about who Jesus is and everything, to know how it all fits together. And that's not just all he's talking about. He wants us to know who God is, not just knowledge, but to know him personally, to be relational with him. Because unfortunately, we've all known some people who, they're very knowledgeable about the scriptures, but they're not knowledgeable of God. They don't know him relationally. And so there is a difference in that. And so these things were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. And that word patience is the word for endurance, a hopeful endurance, a confident endurance. And that patience and comfort, it's the coming alongside that the Holy Spirit does as he comes to dwell within us when we're born again. And he says, I want you to have hope, a confident expectation of what the future holds. We don't know what the future holds. How can I have hope in that regard? Because we know what the future holds. We may not know what's going to happen between now and death, but we know what happens on the other side of death, because God has told us that we have our hope there. And so he tells us that we can have endurance. We can patiently endure with confidence, and that we can encourage one another and have his hope and his peace to give us shalom as we go through this life, so that we have hope. Why? Because God is the God of patience and comfort. That's what he says there in verse 5. That we may know him. If we just have information, it's not the same as knowing him, as he gives us endurance in the hard times. You know, we don't like the hard times, because they're hard. They're hard on us, hard on our loved ones. But as we learn to lean into God and his strength and his hope, then we are growing a more robust faith to be able to endure other things and help others endure hard times. Because unfortunately, that's part of living in this fallen world that has been marred by sin and rebellion and the ugliness of going against God. And that we can help one another through the God of endurance and comfort. And it's towards an end that we might be like-minded toward one another. That we would be together in this. Just as Christ would have us to do. That we would be known for our love for one another. That by our unity. And a lot of people are like, well, then why are there so many denominations if you want us to be like-minded? Well, part of it's because we're human. We have disagreeing opinions on how different things should be. But that doesn't mean we need to be disagreeable. Because I think there's strength also in that. In that, well, then we're able to minister to different kinds of people. But to be able to have a unity among that. Some of my friends are in other denominations even. Not only just other churches, but in other denominations. And that's okay. Because we're able to do things differently to be able to reach more people that way. But that we have a common bond within us. It's because of Christ. One King, through his Spirit. One Spirit. That you may, with one passion, one mind, one mouth, saying the same things. That the main things are the plain things. And that the plain things are the main thing. That it glorifies the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That God may be all in all. And that Jesus Christ, his Son, may be glorified all in all. And we do that best with our actions as well as with our words, whether it is in singing, in prayer, and in the scriptures. Which brings us full circle back around. That's kind of what God was working towards all along anyways. These things were written back to the Word of God. They were written for our learning. To see what God is up to. And to see where God is going with his story. So that we'll keep on keeping on in the kingdom of God. And so, be in the Word of God. Let's just keep reading. Some friends and I were going through the scriptures this year. From Genesis to Revelation. And we're in the hard parts. We're in the prophets. Just finished Isaiah. I know Jeremiah is looming in the future. Those are some hard reading. But it's for our learning. And we may know God's heart, God's mind. We may persevere. And part of persevering is persevering God's way. With God. Not just for God, but with God. Because we're not going to make it without Him. And that we might continue to have hope. He's got the end of the story in hand. And He's bringing all of it to that day. So let's encourage one another. And let's, you know, like we're going to be doing tomorrow, let's support the Gideons in their handing out the scriptures. And let us remember that we need the gospel. Even those of us who've been saved, we need more gospel. We all need more Jesus. Some people, it's real obvious they need more Jesus. But it's pretty obvious to Him, we all need more Jesus. So let's keep going with Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. Thanks for joining me today. We'll see you next time.